So the passage this morning is from Luke chapter 2, verses 41 to 52. Every year, his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they travelled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
Brilliant. Can you hear me now? Yeah. So don't panic. So if you're hearing some French, maybe you just have as a sign you may get now speaking a little bit of French. I'm really glad to be here this morning and just share a little bit with you in God's words. And today is put aside to be Mission Sunday. I'm going to talk about mission today. Being on mission for God or with God. And it's very important, you know, when you look in the Bible, God's always on mission. He's really have something to do, something dear to his heart. And even if you look in the beginning in Genesis, and together, Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they say, "Let us make man in our image." The mission to create man. His image. And then we can always say that, no, it's something which is dear to God's heart to be on mission. And he's calling us as well to join him in that mission. And when we look at the passage today, and when we're reading it, one thing which is very striking is to see the mission assigned to Mary and Joseph, Jesus' earthly father and our parents. They say every year, they take Jesus to Jerusalem to the festival, the Passover. And Jesus at that time was 12 years old. And then in the Bible, in the law, the law required that the parents or every people of God has to move and go to Jerusalem for the major festival. And for the children, especially the boys, they don't really have to go till they are 12, 13. But they're saying here that every day, every year, they take Jesus there. They took that as a mission given to them as a parents, really to help the child to walk on the ways of the law. For the child to know the word of the law, the law, the God's word, they really started putting in the heart of the child, Jesus. God gave them the child who is really not God incarnated, born, no, in a really supernaturally, Jesus, God came, and not through Mary, Jesus came to be, but God puts on the heart these earthly parents, here is Jesus, he's going to grow in your household, you have a mission, teach him the ways of the Lord. Jesus knows this already, but really, he gives them that mission. And I think that each one of us has ready to ask the question, if our God's always on mission, if I belong to God, I gave my life to Jesus, if I'm a child of God, where is my mission? Do I have a mission? And I think each one of us, we have a mission, like Mary and Joseph has a mission to go, but one of the missions is to teach the child of the ways of the Lord. And in Proverbs 22, verse 6, it's like, teach the child in the ways of the Lord, and when he grow up, he will not return from it. As a parent, we are parents, we got three children, and then we realize right from the beginning that one of our mission is to teach our children to love the Lord, to cherish the Lord. And I think that if there are some parents here today, and we celebrate and say, Mission Sunday, you have to know that one of your mission is really to celebrate the Lord together with your children, to show them, to read the Bible together, to sing the joy of the Lord in the house, and then to read the Bible as well, to apply it, to be a model in the house. And we can see that very important in that first passage, the Mary and Joseph being on mission for God. And then we can see how it is scary in that mission, the loss, the child. Maybe it has never happened to you, but it has happened to Jane and I. Don't be lost, but no. I remember I went on the beach one time and we were playing, and then our daughter said, oh, can I go and wandering around? We say, oh, yes, you can go around. And suddenly, where is she? And then we start searching and we have fun here. But you can need a scary time in that mission they were given to care for that child. They got scary. And then the Bible's telling us here that they're thinking stay with the relative. So after a while, they realize he's not there. They search for him. They came back. And 3 days later, you can imagine how worried they were. They found Jesus. And he was where? He was in the temple. He was 12. The Son of God, showing something to us very important today. And then when they saw him in the temple, he's discussing with the scholar, discussing with them, and then they were amazed with the answer he's giving. And then that very striking, when we look at it in the passage, Jesus being on a mission for and with God. And then that's very important to really have this for and with God, because the mission first, anything God's called us to do, either we're giving testimony to Jesus, or that we're sharing our life with others, or that we are demonstrating the love of God, first and foremost, the mission is God's mission, and we are just in partnership with him. And Jesus said, what? I don't do everything myself. I want to do, but I do things I heard discussed with my Father, in connection with the Father. And here, he is there, and when we look at the passage, 3 days later, they found him in the temple court, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When the parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treating us like this? Your father," here he's talking about Joseph, "and I have been anxiously searching for you," which we understand. They ask him, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know that I have to be in my Father's house?" And I think in that here, Jesus being one of the first things I want to point out, Jesus being on a mission for and with his Father, Jesus say, "My Father, I have to be, didn't you know that I have to be in my Father, Heavenly Father, house?" The mother say, "Your father, Joseph and I." And Jesus really turned the thing. And then one of the many important things, talking about mission, others for us, we want to share the gospel. Others, we want to proclaim Jesus. Others, we want to go and serve the poor. Everything we do for God as a mission, one of the first important things, from which place we're doing it. And the first thing we see here is say, "My Father's house." It's talking about his identity. I'm doing it because I am a child of God and I have a heavenly Father. And I think it's very important, really, to know who you are. Because before you're trying to do something for God, first know who you are. And Jesus knew he's the Son of God. And then that's something very important. And one time Jesus was asking his disciple, who people think I am? And some people may say, oh, he's Jesus. Maybe he's a prophet. And some people say, oh, he's the son of the carpenter, the son of Joseph. Many people may have different idea of who Jesus is, even today. Some people say, oh, Jesus is just a simple prophet. But he's really son of God, the living God. And it's the same way, I think, even for us. Who are you really? Who are you really? Is it what other people say you are? What they have been telling you since the child, maybe when you're going to school, the teacher saying, oh, you can never do it. You are really, you're not very good. You are this, you are that. Many people trying to shape us into things, or even the society. As a Christian, they say, oh, you're nothing. And Paul was saying in the Bible, people think we are poor while we make many people rich. Because he knows who he is. I am rich in Christ. And I think it's very important before serving that, really to have that in the heart and say, my Father, I am a child of God. And I'm thinking that each one of us in this Sunday, you know, Mission Sunday, we just say and reclaim that once again in our heart. I am son and daughter of God. It's for that place I live every day. When I wake up in the morning, I look myself in the mirror. Who do I see? Do I see just sinner? No, I think I am the son of God, saved by grace, saved by Jesus. And then when I step out, I step with another way. I step with my head up. My head is not down. And I can step with boldness to share the gospel or to take the opportunity God will put in my place because I'm walking as a child of God and I know that my Father is by my side and his Spirit lives in me. It's the way we need to live as a Christian. And it's the way we need to walk out. It's the way we need to testify, not just coming there shaking because you say you're Christian in France. Christian are not really have a big value, but I know who I am. I know who is my Father, the creator of all things. I know that I've been saved by Jesus who loves me and give everything to me. And his Spirit is living in me. What could be impossible? God can do all things through me. And I have to come to that understanding. And God, his Spirit, who can guide me in all things. And so that's extremely important as we're talking about the gospel and doing mission. And the first thing we can see, even Jesus, when he got baptized, in the beginning, when he got starting his ministry, they say when he got baptized by John the Baptist, what happened? They say that, the Holy Spirit came as a dove. And what voice people heard? This is my beloved son, in whose I'm well pleased. Hallelujah. In who I'm well pleased. Sometimes we are quiet because we don't know who we are. We are quiet because we don't know who is beside us. We are quiet because we don't know with whom we are doing the mission. And Jesus knew all those things. And that first place, he said yes. He knew his identity. And God's telling us in 1 John 1 verse 12 to 13, the Bible's telling us, yet to all who have received him, those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, not of human decision, of a husband's will, but born by God. And that's the first thing I want to say. Jesus knew who his identity. And the second point I want to make is this. Jesus knew the best place to be. They said that Jesus was there, stay in the temple. And the Bible, the temple in the Old Testament, represent the presence of God. And one thing who is talking about mission, before you go and share the gospel, share that, you know, somebody, God loves you so much. Jesus loves you so much that God sent his son to come die on the cross for you, for your sin. So you can, you know, you can have eternal life. So you can discover a relationship with God. Before knowing that, I said, being in the presence of God. And I'm talking about mission about first being in the presence of God and carrying that presence outside to share with others. And then the temple, being the temple, is the presence. I don't know if in the Bible, when you're reading in the Old Testament, and Moses and his young deputy, Joshua, with him, and they want to go to the temple, and then they really kind of really get into the presence of God. And Joshua wanted just to be in that presence. He didn't want to leave the temple, the presence of God. And then they were saying that, you know, Moses would go, but Joshua would stay there. And when we saw Moses going up onto the mountain, meeting God and being his presence, when Moses came out, what people can see? He was shining. Other people can see. He's not even aware that he's shining. We need to carry Christ with us. And we talk about mission. It's carrying Christ with us. It's not just what we say, but it's who we are. And then who we are is by spending time in the presence of God. Like Moses being on the mountain. When people see us without even speaking, they say, there's something wonderful about you. For me, I view myself, I'm beautifully filled with the presence of God. And people should see something in us. That's a mission. And then they say that, no, you know that saying, preach the gospel if necessary, add some words. That means even my presence, my way of doing things, will be saying things about God. And then how do we get that? By spending time in the Word of God, by spending time in prayer, by spending time with the Heavenly Father. Are we spending time with me? God's coming and transforming and changing us. And Jesus in this passage, and that Jesus being in the temple, is reflecting that importance to be in the mission is to really have this habit, this lifestyle of being in the presence of God. So when you go out, God could shine through you. People can really just see God through you and through our attitude, you know, reflecting that God we are serving. And I love really the Psalm 84, verse 1 to 2 and verse 10, when say, how lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearn, even faint, for the court of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Better one day in your court than thousand elsewhere. I'd rather be in a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tent of the wicked. It's just yearning to the presence of God. Do you have that desire? Is it part of your lifestyle to yearn, to desire the presence of God, to desire just reading his word and just meeting the Father in the reading of his word? Meeting the Father in the time of prayer, meeting the Father as you're walking around or as you're cycling and just walking. Oh, Father, so amazing just to be together. And to be together and just really, I just love you, Father. I just thank you for being in my life. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your faithfulness. I just want to be filled with your spirit. I just want to radiate of you, Jesus. Is it a desire in your heart? And for that place, we see in this place, you can see Jesus saying that. Then we come to the third point. The best, Jesus knew the best things to do. And the best thing to do is to be in the Father's house. The best thing is to take care of the Father's business. And then now we're getting into the do. And I think it's very important to have those three things together. Who I am in God, loving God's presence, and then I move on into the action. And Jesus here, being in the presence of God, now get into discussion with the people. And the people there were amazed by just seeing him, God's wisdom through him. And he's sharing God's word, the kingdom of God with them. And I think in that really, as we are filled with God's presence and we know who we are in him, we cannot really stop to talk about the Lord Jesus. Because we know him. We are in love with him. I remember when I was I met my wife. I'm still in love, but in the beginning it was just crazy. I'm not somebody who worked, we met in the Bible school, as I said, who really, we're trying to really do all my assignment many days in advance. I'm really trying to just wait to the last moment. I don't know if some people here like me, or I'm the only one. Oh, wow, it's very people, well-studied people here. But when I was in love with Jane, and really she was a year ahead of me, so she finished her studies, and I know that Jane is coming that weekend. All my assignments are done long ago. Jane is coming. Because I was in love, I'm just transformed. And then that for the place, that's what I mean, that I just, all of us really just be in love with Jesus. And then from that place of love, to share the gospel and to share the good news. And we say Jesus really knew the best thing to do is really to share with the other people, to open their mind to the truth of the law and of the words, and to discuss. Even at 12, he knows that he couldn't stop to talk about his Father's word, who is his Father, to try to explain things to others. He's just compelled to do that. Because he's really in love. And I want to pray that each one of us really just be feeling that desire, strong desire, to really sharing just what God has done in our life. To just share with others what God hasn't done. And when you look into Luke 4, verse 43, the Bible's saying that Jesus saying, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the others, to the other town also, because that is why I was sent. I had to be in my Father's house. He's saying in that verse in Luke 2, I had to be. I couldn't stop to be in the presence of God. I couldn't stop to take care of my Father's business. Here he said that I couldn't really. I couldn't stop to proclaim the good news of the kingdom. And I think I really want to encourage each one of us to say, I couldn't stop just really to testify and share about God's goodness around me. And when we look at 1 Corinthians, I will finish with this, 1 Corinthians 9, verse 16, the Apostle Paul said the same thing. For when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast. Since I am compelled to preach, woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. And I really want this kind of being compelled to share. Because we are in love with the Father. We are in love with the Son. We are in love with the Holy Spirit. So we really want to share his good news. And this here is Jesus at the age of 12, showing us an example to follow. An example to know who we are. An example to know the best place to be, from which place we really go. And the best thing to do is to take care of our Father's work, our Father's business. When I say business, they say that make the kingdom of God extend. Proclaim the good news. Proclaim the kingdom of God. It's what God calls us to do. And I got that challenge for all of us. Myself first, but each one of us to say, Lord, I'm going to pray, but I want everybody just to really say, Lord, reaffirm my identity in you. Lord, help me. Help me to find again the first love. To find again this passion to meet you in prayer, to meet you in the word. I want to fall in love, crazily in love again with you. And help me to boldly share the good news with people around me, people you put around me. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, Jesus, for the example you are for us. We want to be imitator of Christ. Come and help us, Lord, each one of us this morning. Come and just reignite the fire in our hearts again for you. We want, first of all, to be in love with you. Not just what we do, but who we are. We want really to reignite that fire. Come to us and just get the fire burning again in each one of our hearts this morning. And help us to go forth and share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. So people can, life can be transformed and transformed for eternity. For the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.